The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
It's been a bumpy week, for sure, this day in particular. They all have had their own little odd twists and turns, strange energies. I don't know how else to phrase it. But somebody who may be able to phrase it a lot better than I can is with us this first hour. She, of course, our friend and colleague, Madeline Gerwick, who has been with us for a number of years, bringing her views and interpretations of astrology as it pertains to political and geological and economic measures. And anything else you want to ask her about. How are you, Madeline?
Doing great. And I take it you survived September.
Seems like it. I think it is October 1st, so yeah. But seriously, this you sent me an email. Hold on. Madeline sent me an email. Not a death threat this time. It was
right.
Let me do this before. I want to apologize that we've been offline all day. Not that I could help anything regarding being offline, because I believe that the hard drive in the server in Los Angeles that serves and upholds this site was hit. Suddenly died. And they have all manner of electromagnetic bombs that they can send through a line or a circuit or an internet connection and take anything they want out. And I think that's what happened. So what had to happen, the server had to be taken completely apart and a new hard drive put in, and then all of the certificates and codes and everything else. And I think the guys are still working on it now. So I apologize. Yeah, I apologize for the inconvenience. It just drives me as nutty as it does anybody. But we should be back up and running in full, if not now, in just a few more minutes. So thank you for your patience. Thank you for your emails of concern. It concerns me, too, and I wish I could reach out and tell everyone, but it's difficult. All right, we're up and running. So Madeline sent me an email. Now, tell our listeners what you put in that email, what you said. Rough.
Which one? Rough seas ahead.
Rough seas ahead. Yeah.
Yep.
And we'll be lucky if any of us survive the month. Something like that.
Oh, I don't think it was quite that bad, but it's definitely nothing I've ever seen. It's more severe, let me put it that way, than anything I've ever seen before.
That's what you said. That's right.
Yeah, more severe. And so, because I've never seen anything this severe before, it's a little bit hard to guesstimate what this might all turn out to be, but I'll do the best that I can. Now, you just described the energies that we're in right now, which is Mercury retrograde, square Pluto, and opposite Eris, the goddess of war and chaos. So this is like censorship of information, you know, in the war.
Madeline, this past week, I don't know how it works astrologically, but this past week has been very abrasive and erratic and unpleasant and full of a lot of new information every day. Hour three tonight, Erica is coming back. We didn't get near finished with the information we had on Wednesday, so we're going to finish that up, and a lot of new material as well. It's nonstop, this thing.
Mercury went retrograde on Monday, and it's going to stay retrograde through October 18th. So there's always some chaos in terms of communications, miscommunications, delays, computer systems that break down. There's always cars that break down, traffic is slow, etc.
That sounds like Mercury retro.
Yeah, Mercury retro. That's it. But it's worse this time because it's square to Pluto. So in a certain sense, what this is revelations of things that need to come out, but they're not too pleasant. So, you know, just as an example, the information that came out about Fauci, you know, paying for the Wuhan lab via the other lab gain of function, you know, or how about, you know, just the whole thing with Afghanistan being too stupid to be stupid, which might then again mean that it's planned, right? And so forth.
All by the plan, my friend. All planned.
All by the plan. That's right.
Do not believe for one moment that that was some bungled withdrawal.
No.
That was fully intentional.
No, I don't think so. No. No. And how about just recently this week, the thing about, I don't know, 48,000 plus or 50,000 Medicare patients dying within 14 days of taking the vaccine. But, of course, they're counted as unvaccinated, so nobody knows about it, right?
Well, they didn't make it to the 14-day cutoff, and so they're not vaxxed. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Crazy. This is all being – listen, this. I feel for people who can't understand. I don't blame them.
I just feel for them. Yeah, absolutely.
It is utterly transparent what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So this particular set of cycles here is extremely challenging. The one good news about this is that Mercury is also in good aspect and trine to Jupiter, and that's coming up soon. I think on Sunday, maybe. So that's a cycle that's associated with a lot of talk about truth and truth-telling. So what you have going on here this month, and it's very interesting because it starts this way and it ends this way. The whole, you know, just because Mercury goes retrograde, it's just bizarre. So it starts with revelations of scandals and nasty things you wouldn't really want to know about, but now it's being revealed anyways. So think about Maricopa County. Right before Mercury goes retrograde, they reveal all this stuff. And how about the little tidbit that they found in Washington, I think it was South Carolina, data mixed in with the Maricopa County data? I was like, wow. So this is all happening right at Mercury retrograde.
Is this one of the most vicious, potentially, Mercury retros that we've seen in quite some time? I get that sense.
Yes. Now, and it's very interesting because Mercury is in Libra. Now, to be fair, Mercury in Libra does not like confrontation. In fact, it'll do just about anything to avoid it. And so it's not really cut out, shall we say, to deal with the seedier side of life. And yet it's being forced to look at these things that are very, very challenging to it. You know, you know, why are they doing these things? You know, it's kind of an obvious question, you know.
Sure.
And so it's being forced to look at things that it really doesn't want to know about, so to speak. You see what I mean? It doesn't really want to look at that side of life. It likes to keep things balanced, fair. You know, it likes things to be beautiful. and those are all good traits, you know. But it's Mercury retrograde, so it's going back to look at things that don't look right. So there's a lot of things that don't look right, you know. So anyways, this is, now, Mercury trine Jupiter, for those people in business, does happen to be a good time for promotions and just connecting with your customers in general. But I must say this as well.
Well, with 630,000 businesses gone and dead, how many customers are there left?
Yeah, it's rough.
I mean, that's a tough one.
Well,
But
there are people out there, and, you know, where I am, our Free Washington group, you know, we have a Liberty Commerce subgroup that, you know, we keep track of saying, hey, shop at this place and don't shop at this place. So we know who's supporting freedom and who isn't. And so how to find people who are unvaccinated if we want to hire somebody. So there are ways to get
around
it.
What a great group. Every community should have a group like that.
Yeah, great. Everyone should have a group like ours, our Free Washington. And people can email them. They can get on the Free Washington email list at Free Washington, and Washington is spelled out the full name, at Proton Mail, ProtonMail, mail.com.
Can they get a template where they could take it to their like-minded community fellows and women who would want to do something like this?
It would be great. Yeah, they could pass along the information that we get. We get constitutional information every week. We get
good, great
information about rights and strategies for dealing with people who don't want to work with the Constitution, etc.
Sure.
We have legal stuff and so on, and we have lots of information for people of different you know, interests.
Well, so, if there was a template for this, a how-to set up your own group like this,
right,
that should be put together and should be made available for every community. Every community in America could organize their own group like this, okay?
Yeah.
And we have to organize. We have no choice.
Yeah, we do have to organize, yeah. And we have 350 people at every meeting. And after the big meeting, we have breakout groups. So if you want to learn about gardening, or you want to learn about canning, or you want to learn about homeopathy,
terrific.
Or you want to learn about ham radios or preparedness, etc. And we also have a group that works with learning about common law juries. And, you know, we have a prayer group. I mean, we have everything. We're organized. So.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
This is really, we've got to get this out.
Yeah.
I'll promote it, and every community should have this option.
Everybody,
to go,
yeah.
And there are people in every community by the hundreds, if not thousands, who would join something like this and support it.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, they need to band together to support each other and know who they can trust. You see, who's on that page with them?
Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal. So this is happening at the very beginning of the month, October. So right now, Mercury is square Pluto, opposite Eris, the goddess of war and chaos. And so you're getting all these revelations, and then it's going to trine Jupiter in a couple of days. And so you're going to get more truth-telling. And at the end of the month, we get it again. Mercury goes forward, comes forward, and at the very end of the month, in the very beginning of next month, we get this exact set of cycles where Mercury reveals a bunch of stuff and then does truth-telling. So it's a very interesting month in terms of how it starts and ends. Now, this month has the most that I have ever seen of critical degrees in the new moon on October 6th. Now, first of all, I should tell you, a critical degree is a technical astrology situation where certain degrees in the zodiac are considered highlighted or more important than other ones. So if you have a planet there or you have one of the angles of the chart there, something like that, those parts of the chart become more significant, more important, more highlighted than other things. Now, if you had a chart with one of those, that would be significant. That one planet would play a bigger role in your life, whatever that particular energy is, than the other planets. Now, in this October 6th new moon, we have four planets at critical degrees. We have two angles at critical degrees. So you have 6 points in the chart that are being more significant than the other planets. Now, there are 10 planets. There are 4 angles. So that's right there. That's 14 points. 6 out of 14 points are highlighted or more significant, more important than the others. Now, if you think about that, that's a pretty wild situation. That's like a third or 40% or something like that of all your planets are significant. You see, it's a little bit out of balance, if you understand what I'm saying. So it's a very intense chart. I've never seen one like this. You got the sun, moon, the new moon, and Mars all in the same degree at 13 degrees Libra. They're within 1 degree of the ascendant, which is the beginning of a chart. They're all square to the line that would be associated with the reputation of the country and the foundation of the country. And then you've got the situation where it looks like you could have, and by the way, before I go into that, you have unexpected adjustments being made throughout this 2-week period, especially the first week. So October 6th through the 10th is a very intense period. And if you don't have some supplies by then, I don't know if you'll be able to get them. I've never seen a chart like this. It's unbelievable. So that particular, that new moon with the Mars, that could suggest that people are really pissed off, really angry, and doing unexpected things. So, and that particular new moon and Mars are square to the USA sun. So that is very interesting because it sounds like people are pissed off at Biden. So the other thing that's very concerning about...
How can you be angry at a dead man?
Or at least mentally dead. Or maybe his actor.
Corpse.
Maybe we should be angry at his actor.
Yeah,
how about that? So it looks like there could be an attack. And now this might be as simple as, you know, the southern border is open and you're getting in massive terrorists or something like
we're
that.
We're being invaded around the clock, of course.
Yeah. So this is actually showing an attack from outside the country on the soil of the U.S. But like I say, that might just be that, you know, we're being attacked on our own soil by letting those people in. So I don't know if it means significantly something, you know, coming in off of one of the coasts or something like that. I don't know for sure. But that, I've never seen a chart like this. Now, the best thing I can think of that this could mean is that perhaps the military will attack and somehow reclaim our Constitution. That's the best thing I can come up with for this.
You mean the gay, trisexual, pink U.S. military?
Whatever's left of it. It's not in too good a shape, obviously, because they're all vaxxed now. and I don't know how long those people will live. But, you know, there is this potential for some type of action to occur. And Wednesday's the 6th. And because it's a new moon, there are new things getting started. Now, one of the things to notice about this particular new moon is that Eris is exactly square to Pluto 2 days later, on the 8th, right, and then on the 9th. So they're only 2 minutes apart at the time of this new moon. It's very concerning because, you know, we don't know what's been stashed, you know, in certain places, for example, for these people coming through the border, through the open border. And so they may have, you know, weapons and stuff stashed waiting for them. I don't know, but it really is concerning. So the other thing that's a problem with this particular new moon is that not only is Jupiter retrograde, it's in a critical degree, and this planet represents the courts, among other things. It also represents education and the medical industry, or, you know, hospitals, healthcare, that in general. And it represents, of course, the whole legal system, including the Constitution. So it's retrograde, it's at a critical degree, and it's not actually in, it was sextile to Eris, yeah, but it's not any longer. It will get there eventually a little bit later. But so I don't think the courts are going to help us right now. Maybe a little bit in, and maybe next month or later this month, but not right away. So there's a lot of unexpected stuff happening at that new moon. Now, you know, there's odd things going on there because, like, 63% of our state troopers plan to be fired. And so, you know, there's only so many National Guardsmen. So I don't know how they're going to replace all these people.
Well, you have to remember that most National Guards people are, at least they used to be, employed.
Yes, that's right. Right.
And they have families.
Yep,
so
that's right.
So this is designed to further degrade and implode the infrastructure of this entire
mm-hmm.
culture. That's exactly what's going on.
Exactly.
So nothing new there. All right, Madeline has a lot of material, so we're going to go ahead, Todd, right through the break. Go ahead, Madeline, finish.
Oh, okay. Okay, so October 9th is another one of these critical days where we get Sun, Mars, and Mercury all together at the same degree on October 9th. So it's very intense in terms of communications. A lot of anger, a lot of intense, challenging situations that you may encounter, including road rage. So be very, very careful when you're out driving around the 9th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, but particularly the 9th. Now, one of the things that is going on here is that when we get the Mercury and the Sun together, which we will have on the 9th, we normally get more clarity. I'm not so sure how well this clarity is going to work.
I'm going to ask you that. What kind of clarity?
They're going to be pissed off clear.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think they're going to be. But, you know, so this whole period, the 6th through the 10th, that might be a time when people are out, you know, fighting the government. And I just want to mention one thing about protesting. And this is something I learned from, you know, watching the Chris Ann Hall Liberty First Constitution classes at Free Washington. And when you go out and protest, you see, you're telling the government, very unwittingly, I will add, that they have the right to take your rights away. You're telling them that they are in charge. You see,
you
that's
are
completely
acknowledging being hegemonized by an illegal government.
Yep.
That's a very interesting approach. I've not thought of that.
Yeah. So of course, one of the things they teach is peaceful noncompliance, because you can't comply your way to freedom. And, you know, when you're out protesting, you see, if you really look at what happens after people protest, nothing changes. Because if you look at it, you see, they don't, you know, you're not claiming that you're in charge, and yet you are. See, according to the Constitution, who's on top is God. Who's under God is you, the citizen. Who's under the citizen is the states. Who's under the states? The federal government. They're on the bottom. But they don't act like it, do they? Nope, no, they need to go to the woodshed. You know? And so, but as long as states and citizens continue to agree that they have the right to abuse their power, they do it. So the only way you can really stop it is to just say, no, we don't recognize your false authority. And it is a false authority. The only things that the Constitution recognizes for the federal government are the things that were delineated in the Constitution. Everything else is reserved to the states. So the FDA is a false authority. The CDC is a false authority. OSHA is a false authority. I'm just saying, you know. people don't have to recognize that false authority. Okay, so back to clear aggressive anger. and that's that Sun-Mars-Mercury conjunct in Libra on October 9th. We might get some clarity around that time, but I'm not guaranteeing it, because when people are angry, they're usually not thinking. And so, you know... Or they're just very clear that they're angry. You see, that,
well,
that might,
okay.
You know. Well,
to simplify it, emotions destroy intellectual competence.
Yes, that's exactly right. Exactly it. So the very next day, Saturn moves forward on October 10th. Now, it's been retrograde for some months now, and so it's going to move forward on October 10th. But remember, when a planet moves forward, it's actually stopped at that point. It's not moving at all. It takes some time for it to gain its momentum and so forth. And Saturn represents all types of structures, all types of buildings, all types of organizations, governments, businesses, processes for manufacturing, management, managers, police. It represents all types of limitations, all types of duties and obligations, you know, the whole 10 yard of anything you could consider to be a structure. So all these things were being reconsidered, and right at this point of October 10th, Saturn is the furthest away that it's going to get from its square to Uranus. So that's the cycle that's been with us all year. It's been breaking up old structures that theoretically we don't need them anymore. They're not working for us, and we can think of a lot of them, you know. And so as these things get removed, then other new things will come in their place. Now, Saturn is from this point going to go forward, and then it's going to square Uranus. Again, exactly, I think it's December 23rd. Yeah, very late on December 23rd. So right before Christmas, Merry Christmas. and that cycle tends to be pretty challenging to the economy, because oftentimes the structures that are supposed to come in are not yet in place. So just think about when we switched over from horses and buggies to cars. You know, there was this big transition period where people had to get things like gas pumps put in, or tires made available, or, you know, parts for the car, etc. The roads weren't even built, you know, so they had to do a lot of infrastructure work to make that change. This is not different. It's just focused in a different way. And so there is a lot of stuff that may not be ready at the time that we have the Saturn square Uranus cycle peak. It will peak exactly for the last time on December 23rd, but it gets very close, within half a degree during 2022, the latter half of 2022. So we will see the cycle again. It's not completely over, but it will get somewhat less after December. Hmm. Now, pretty much we have a pretty challenging situation happening at the full moon, but it starts fairly early. It actually comes into range on October 9th. There are two pathways that are occurring. So the Sun and Mars are moving forward while Mercury moves backwards. And so the Sun and Mars are coming into a square with Pluto and opposite Eris, the goddess of war and chaos. So they're starting on that pathway, but the second pathway is that they're also working on trining to Jupiter, which is a good pathway. That one's really nice for marketing. It's really nice for promotions. It's really nice for expansion, you know. It's just that everybody's distracted by war. So it's not exactly as helpful. You see what I mean?
Sure.
When everybody's distracted by war, you might, if you're making stored food, for example, you might be overloaded with business, you see, whereas somebody else who has something perhaps less needed at the moment may be struggling for their business. So we
you
have
know,
these
if,
two.
Here's a thought. Let's just say that somebody has been able to collect some ivermectin.
Uh-huh.
Or hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
You think about barter?
Yeah.
You're in good shape. You got
yep.
sick people out there. You could
yep.
write your ticket. And
yep.
Anyway.
Well, and, you know, you think about people who have some silver coins.
That
at
too.
Some point, those are going to go up to $600 and then maybe $1,000 or whatever. And so, you know, they're going to be in good shape compared to somebody who just has dollars, you know. So, yeah.
All right, here's another question. If you had $10,000 in the bank, cash right now, with the market the way it is, insane, and the banking system the way it is, and the budget bill being held up, and the so-called infrastructure bill, that's $7 trillion worth.
Oh,
where would you leave your cash in the bank, or would you take it out and keep it safe?
Okay. Now, I just want to comment on how that question was structured. You see, you could take your money out of the bank and put it under your mattress or whatever, but it's still going to devalue at a rapid rate when things go to hell. So it's good. You might not want all that money in the bank.
Well, try and get it out. If they shut the doors,
well,
you don't get it out. That's my point.
It would be good if it was invested now, say, into gold and silver, or maybe not all of it. I'm not saying all of it. But, you know, what if you put, you know, 20 or what if you put 20% or 30% or 40% into gold and silver? You can always make it liquid when you want to, but I'm just saying you wouldn't lose your purchasing power like you would if you just put it under your mattress, as an example, you see. And we know that there's going to be a fairly significant devaluation of the U.S. dollar because, as you just mentioned, they're passing all this trillions of dollars. Who's making that money? The Fed is printing it, you know, so your dollars are devaluing every time they do this. And there's less demand on the U.S. dollar because now Saudi Arabia has their protection agreement with Russia instead of the U.S. So they don't need to sell oil for U.S. dollars. They don't need to do that anymore. So there's a lot less demand for U.S. dollars from outside the country as well. So you got two forces devaluing the dollar at the moment. So So, in the good news of the of our situation is that Mercury and Jupiter are going to both move forward on the 17th and 18th of October. So at some point, you see, more and more truth-telling is going to start happening as this happens. But also on the 17th, we have Sun square Pluto. There's big power fights, big wars over power. And Mars comes along right behind that and squares Pluto and opposes Eris. The same thing as Mars. You see, they all do this same pattern. So the war cycles are just re-emphasized over and over and over throughout the month, you see. And when Mars is doing it, there's just tremendous amount of rage and anger. I mean, it's a tremendously
challenging. All right,
let's
extrapolate that and take it to the real world, the so-called, that we live in. We're talking about China, Taiwan. We're talking about North Korea, South Korea. We're talking about China, India. What are we talking about here? What are the potentials? All of the above?
Well, you could have anger and rage throughout the world against the whole vaccine mandate stuff going on. But you could also have incursions from China into Taiwan. You could have, my sense about North Korea.
Well, there
Korea
won't be an incursion. It's going to be all or nothing. And the Taiwanese
right.
are going to fight a little harder than maybe a lot of people think. That's not
yeah,
going to be a piece
of cake. And so that is a possibility. I mean, I haven't looked at Taiwan's chart, so I couldn't tell you that for sure, but it's energetically possible. Let me put it that way.
All right. And,
you know, Sun square Pluto, that is an abusive leadership cycle. And, you know, basically abuse of power, basically. And it's opposite era, so there's a big war around power issues at that time.
Right.
And then you get to the full moon on October 20th, and you got a lot of anger, a lot of war, a lot of financial chaos. Now, the financial chaos...
Before you run off, anger, war, rage, we're kind of talking primitive stuff here. Can you see that just dissipating into some kind of an intellectual resolution, or is it going to have to burst?
I don't see an intellectual resolution unless we happen to get some help from the courts. Now, I don't think we're going to get help from the courts
right away. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah,
it's
looking iffy for that to happen right away. Maybe next month, maybe very late in the month, possibly very, very late in the month, but not right away.
You got Alito and Thomas, and who else do you have that we can count on?
Well, the only thing I could figure out with the Supreme Court is that they were all either bribed or threatened. So... no matter how you look at it, you know, it's not very positive for the common man, shall we say. So it's a pretty rough situation that we're facing with the full moon on October 20th. Now, that's a very interesting full moon because the Sun and Mars are conjunct in Libra and they're opposite Eris and the Moon. And they're all square to Pluto. So
on the 20th, it would be a good idea to stay up all night, right? Not go to sleep?
Well, you're likely to be up all night just because the energies are going to be so freaking scary and so intense. So basically what you have coming to light at that time are things like war and chaos, anger, rage, transformation, and death, you know. So, but you also have this element of financial chaos. Now, all those cycles that are associated with, you know, the rage and the anger and the fighting, the war, all that stuff, they're all impacting the financial situation. So especially bonds, which is the second house, and that's where Pluto is in that chart. And they're also impacting the fifth house, which is stocks. So, you know, I've not been particularly in favor of staying in stocks at this point, because we are expecting a major devaluation of the dollar. Now, typically when a currency devalues, the stock market goes up because it takes more of those dollars to have the same value. And so the stock market goes up, but the purchasing power goes down. So it might look like you have a lot of money, but you actually are losing it in purchasing power. And so that's one of the reasons I have suggested things like having some gold and silver in your portfolio, because I don't know how much it will devalue. It might devalue by 25 or 35%. And so
and over
it
what
might
period
devalue
of time,
for more.
Madam, what period of time? What period of time are you talking about?
Well, it looks the worst through December and January, but it starts in October, late October here. It starts here. Mm-hmm. And so, and November is not maybe as bad as October, although in the very beginning it's still pretty rough in November. But I do think we might get to a Red Sea moment in November, which I'll get to in a moment here. So, you know, there's a couple of things that are going on at the October 20th full moon. And one of the cycles that's going on then is this money cycle where money is dissolving. See, so it's not just where the war energies are, which is bad enough, but there's also a cycle for dissolving the value of money going on, and that's Venus square Neptune. So that cycle comes in range on the 20th, and it's going to peak on October 26th. It stays in range through November 2nd. So, you know, if you wanted to just sit out the potential crash, you could do that. You could, you know, put a certain percentage of your money into things like cash or gold, silver, things like that. Mining stocks, maybe. That might be good. But I don't think it's a great idea to stay completely invested in anything related to bonds, because when Evergrande in China, when those bonds collapse, which they could do by the 20th, judging from this set of cycles, you know, all bonds are going to start collapsing. So it's not just Evergrande. You know, it's not just China. I'm just trying to explain it in a way that makes sense. You see, these things are all interconnected. You don't have companies with billions and billions and billions of bonds and they fail, and then nothing happens to the other ones. You see, that doesn't occur. That's not the way our financial system works. So, you know, I'm just saying it looks rough for that situation.
Okay.
And I would, you know, be in something besides the situation with having all your money either in the bank or a savings account. I mean,
well, how? Okay, let's say you get you invest in gold. How do you get change? People ask me this. How do I get change if I want to spend gold to get something I need, and I can find it on the?
We'll just
call it the free market. I can find what I
just
want. How do you get change?
Well, you just go either to your local gold store or to wherever you bought it from, and tell them you want to sell it, and ask what the price is that they're going to sell it to, buy it from you for.
I missed it. If Madeline has a nice pickup truck I want to buy, and it's $10,000, and I've got, you know, $15,000 in gold, and I can't crack it into smaller denominations, whatever. How do you make change? How do you make change?
Yeah, how do you make change? Yeah. Well, see, what happens is you're going to you're going to exchange it back into dollars at the time you want to spend it. But you see, you will have made more dollars. You see, if the dollar devalues...
I follow it. I got it.
Yeah,
got
gold will go up in value. And this time when it goes up... Now, right now, they're still manipulating it, you know, a lot. And every time they take it down, it goes back up. And then they take it down, it goes back up, you know. But right. At some point here, I think it's close to the end of the year or beginning of next year, you know, it's going to go up and it's not going to come down. So, and that'll be because the dollar will. I don't know if the word crash is appropriate, but if it devalues 25%, for a lot of people that would be a crash. You see, that would mean you'd have to work 25% more to get the same purchasing power.
If you had a job.
If you had a job, yeah. And that's why people have to band together, start their own businesses, and so forth.
Give the address again of your local community organization. And it's a great organization. What a wonderful idea. What's the address?
It's Free Washington, F-R-E-E, Washington, W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, at Proton Mail, ProtonMail.com.
Now, do they have a website?
They do not have a website. Nope.
No.
It's completely volunteer. And they only have a way to get on the email list. So you would get two emails a week. You would get an update of all the information and resources they put together for the week and of what happened at the meeting, what was reported.
Is there a problem with having a website to lay all this out for people?
Well... You're more targeted, right?
Oh, so
this is all
what?
Word of mouth, right? I mean, you know. So I don't know. I imagine it's expensive is part of the problem. Now, I don't know if they will put together a website. Maybe somebody will volunteer.
Can be kept very elementary and not a big expense.
Right.
I'd like to see it done. People need guidance. They want guidance. They want a lead.
Yes, and that's why the resources that they put out are so valuable, and they do have a lot of resources, and they do have a lot of information that they put out, which is very valuable. Now, at the end of this month, we get a cycle. It comes in range on October 23rd, and it's basically a cycle where you have too much to do. More work than you can keep up with is usually how it works. Now, occasionally, this cycle can indicate that a leader is sick or that a leader has to step down because they're unable to do the work anymore. So I don't know if there's anything related to that going on, but, you know, for just the average Joe Blow, it can feel challenging to get all the work done. It's just like your work, and you don't get much in the way of fun during this particular cycle. But at the same time, at the very end, we get Mercury trining Jupiter, and that's on October 31st and November 1st. We get Mercury square Pluto and opposite Eris. So it happens again at the very end. So there is something going on with the courts at the very, very end of the month related to these revelations. And at that point, both Mercury and Jupiter are moving forward. They're not in detriment, so they're stronger than they were. Now, the good news in all of this, which seems pretty sparse, November 19th, we're going to have an eclipse, and all eclipses have a 30-day window. So on October 19th, you know, basically it's 30 days plus or minus of the actual eclipse. So from October 19th through December 19th, this particular window is in range, and this is an eclipse that has a primary meaning related to a happy, jubilant event, such as falling in love, receiving good news, or an amazing, joyful experience.
Joy?
So,
joyful?
Joyful?
Happy?
Joyful?
When is this date?
That it's November 19th, but as I was saying, it comes in range on October 19th, you know, 30 days before,
I got
to
it.
30 days after. So I'm not suggesting, you know, that we would see this happen as early as October 19th from a national point of view, but some people who have planets close to where this eclipse occurs, and it occurs at 27 degrees Taurus in 14 minutes. So if you've got a planet within 3 or 4 degrees of this 27 degrees Taurus, yeah, or if you've got it opposite at, you know, 27, or, you know, within 3 or 4 degrees of 27 Scorpio, then this eclipse is going to impact you, and you may have this joyful, happy event occur. So, you know, next month we may see a Red Sea moment. And I think the Red Sea moment may occur between November 17th and 20th when this eclipse and some other cycles are happening all together.
2 minutes to tell us what a Red Sea moment is. That's all. 2 minutes. You can do
a Red Sea moment is when everything changes for the better. And it happens very quickly. Could happen in a matter of hours. It could happen in a day. It's something that happens where the tides turn very quickly. So just think Washington crossing the Delaware and surprising those guys in the middle of the night or whatever in the freezing cold winter, and you know, the American Revolution turned the tide at that time.
Does it last, or is it just a quickie, and then things revert to the way they were.
It changes everything, just like that particular battle changed everything for the American Revolution. Everything changed after that. You know, the Red Sea moment for Moses, you know, he holds out his staff and the Red Sea parts, and off they go across the Red Sea, and then he holds it off again, and then, you know, the Red Sea comes together and kills the Pharaoh and all the army. Everything changed in a moment.
All right.
So see what happens. We'll see what happens. But we have to hold out for that. I encourage everyone to hold that vision that a Red Sea moment is on the way. I don't know if it'll happen this month, but we got to at least hold that vision.
All right. My vision is for someone to put together a guidebook on how to set up your own community patriot organization, the likes of which you have. We don't need names of people up there, but the mechanism, I think, needs to be codified in a booklet of whatever, a website, so people can follow along and begin to establish it, keeping in mind at all times that there will be penetrators and fakes who will get in. So you got to be careful.
Right.
Very good.
Yeah, and I just want to remind everybody, 2022 Good Timing Guides are in and available. And our Money is an Energy Game book is very helpful at this point when you're in need of more money. consider both of those books. Great gifts, too. And so, and
phone number, Madeline. Give your phone number or contact address, however you want to do it, or both.
877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And the website is Polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S, business, spelled regular, B-U-S-I-N-E, SS Guides, GUIDES.com. PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Very good. All right. Got to run. Thank you very much. That was an action packed hour for sure.
Yes. Okay. You take care. Stay
Thanks,
safe.
Thanks, Madeline.
All right.
You too.
Bye bye.
Night. Madeline Gerwick, back with more in just a few. Hang on.